Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
With this, there is a lot of opportunity for our guys that are in that room right now and as an offense and really as a team to evolve and grow and become a new version of the Buffalo Bills and to come together as a team over the course of OTAs is what we're doing right now. And, you know, got a lot of time before we kick off the first game, so a lot to learn from. Obviously, it's frustrating to look back and see some of the stuff that was on tape, especially for myself, but excited to address those and move forward and get better.
That's Bills quarterback Josh Allen. I'm looking up some yak stats.
Okay.
Yak stats.
Bills yak stats.
Oh,
also,
yak stats.
Is it yak or wreck?
What are we doing? I mean,
are we doing different things? Are they different at all?
I was raised on yak.
I was raised on yak.
Because it's yards. It's not run. If you run after the catch for a minute and a half and only gain 1 yard, what's important? The yard.
Good song title. Raised on yak.
Raised on yak.
Raised on yak.
Twitter poll that. Yak or wreck?
Bean said rack.
I know. I don't like it. I think we should be a yak household. We should be a yak town.
I agree. Just clarifying, there isn't a difference, right? It just comes down to preference, what you're calling it. They're not. There's no statistical difference.
So on yak or rack, you can give a call and let us know which side you're on. I'm a little bit, I guess I've been worried about this for a couple years. Because the Bills have never been a big yak team under Josh Allen.
Never.
They've been middle of the pack at best. I was going back to find out yards after catch per completion.
Yep.
So in Brian Daboll's last year as offensive coordinator, the 13 seconds here, right?
So 2021, right? Yeah, 2021.
32nd in yak.
I believe that's last.
That is last.
Yeah.
In yards after catch. Per completion. So 32nd under Dorsey. Mm-hmm. Or sorry, 32nd under Daboll. Then we went into the offseason. The Bills have to get better at yak. Dorsey got the job. He was all about yak, yak. It's very important to get yards after catch. And then in Dorsey's first season, they finished 31st.
Improvement.
Improvement.
Second last. Yep. Okay.
Again, it's only an improvement if you think it's essential to your success.
Uh-huh.
Which, everybody would love to have yards after catch, but some offenses are different than others. I'm going to get to this point. So then there's last year. And I don't have the splits on what they were Dorsey then to Joe Brady.
Yep.
But last year they were 20th in yak, which is the highest they've been in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of middle of the pack, 20th in yak, yards after catch per completion. The thing I get to, Joe, is, all right, so who are the best teams in the league in yards after catch? Last season, I want to give you the top 6 or 7. Number one, you have a guess? Who number one in the NFL in yards after catches?
Miami.
Miami is fourth.
Okay, San Francisco.
One.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, those are the Shanahan guys.
Yeah.
McVay.
The Rams?
Yeah, Rams.
They were sixth.
Okay.
Keep guessing. Follow that trail of breadcrumbs.
Okay, how about the Vikings?
The Vikings, middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack.
I
was just going off the McVay coaching tree there.
The Vikings are way down.
They
did also lose Kirk Cousins to injury.
Fair. Okay. So
I'll just give them to you.
Go ahead.
We can get some calls here.
Yeah.
Number one is the Niners. Number two is the Chiefs.
Sure. Okay. Duh.
Number three is Denver last year. Then Miami, Cincinnati, more Sean McVay coaching tree.
Yep.
Rams, Ravens. Those are your top one, two, three, four, top seven.
Yep.
And the Bills were in the middle. When I think about yards after catching, the Bills have been chasing yards after catch as a concept now for, are we on three? Is it year three?
At least.
Year three of doing it.
Yeah.
Because Dorsey wanted to do it. Year one of that, they got to 31st. Year two of that last year, they got to 20th. This is year three of chasing yak yards. And, you know, Khalil Shakir has been pretty good yards after catch, one of the best players they've had for that in quite some time. Diggs and Davis were never yards after catch guys because they're vertical receivers. The Bills have had a downfield passing game. This has been one of the best passing offenses in football without yards after catch because of the way that it's run.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about how do they want to build a yards after catch team? Is it doing it through passes to running backs? Because they've been looking for pass-catching running backs.
Yep.
What it all comes down to is if Yak came organically, then that's fine. But I don't necessarily know if they should be drafting their players based on it. Right? It's kind of like sacks and pressures.
Uh-huh.
It's good to get sacks. It's actually better to get pressures. If you had a choice between two defensive linemen, one got 8 sacks and one got 6 sacks, but the guy with 6 sacks had twice as many pressures, that's better.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah. You're affecting the quarterback more often.
Right. And if you are a passing team, if the Bills move up in yak yards, but down in actual yards, that's not an improvement.
No, right.
Football has a million different things you can gun for. And all I'm kind of getting at is, I don't need to find the best yak receiver. I need the best receiver. And if there's yards after catch, that's fine. Maybe Joe Brady is an accomplished offensive coordinator, and his scheme with Allen will bring about more yak yards. But as I laid out the top seven teams there, six, seven teams, the McVay tree, the Shanahan tree, these guys use motion. The Dolphins have their identity about speed. The Rams, the Niners, the Chiefs, these are elite offensive play designers that get yak yards from their teams. And you run the gamut here. I've got the Niners, who do not have an elite quarterback but have elite skill positions. Kansas City, who does not have elite skill positions, but they have an elite quarterback. Miami, elite skill positions. Cincinnati, good all over the place. Mm-hmm. The Rams, veteran quarterback and a rookie receiver came in and lit it on fire. Like, I've got elite offensive play calling is what's getting me to all that yak.
Yeah.
And sure, the talent, of course. And maybe the Bills have that in Joe Brady, but I'm not sure of that yet. And I don't want to keep chasing yak. They've been chasing it for multiple seasons. I want to make sure I've got players that can pull defenders in ways that Josh Allen can attack them down the field still. And sometimes when I hear people talk about what this offense starts to look like without a Diggs or a Davis, and with Curtis Samuel and Khalil Shakir, it sounds like it's the dink and dunk West Coast game that you're hoping to scheme open yards after catch all the time, when Josh Allen's been plenty successful without ever having that.
Well, that's why that skill set is not important to me at all when it comes to the draft. Haven't they already done enough on that front? Like, they've done enough. That's more. When it comes to yak, they've already done more than they've ever done. $8 million a year is not a lot for a wide receiver, but what they just did getting Curtis Samuel, that's more than they've ever done in that department. I think they're good at that front. They have it satisfied. Shakir's good in that area. Cook's good in that area. And Samuel, like, that's his thing. I don't need another guy like that, do I? I don't need to go draft Xavier Worthy because I'm going to go give him reverses and throw screens to him.
No.
Do I?
Like, I would draft him because he can be good, and if he gets yards after catch, then that's great. Like, Brian Thomas Jr. might be a yards after catch guy. Okay, if he is great, does he get open down the field? Does he stretch it for me?
Which he does, by the way.
Yeah. He runs curls, and he runs hitches, and he runs the routes that the Bills throw to receivers an awful lot.
Yeah. And I do get the point, and I even respect it that there's a little bit of a shift in the league that way, isn't there? Like, the way defenses are playing, guys like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, they're making you do this. They're making you go underneath. And even though the Chiefs don't have great weapons, for years they've had, like, other than Travis Kelce, most of their receivers are usually those type of guys. Mecole Hardman is a yak guy, and Rashee Rice even last year, like, what was the Rashee Rice play last year?
Do you know
it was a screen in the slot, and then he ran with the ball in his hands.
He was like number two in the league in yak. He's way up there.
Right, and they, of course, had Tyreek Hill before that. And that's kind of Miami, too. The Niners have the same thing. Like, the Bills, I don't need them to go crazy. I don't want them to go draft a first-round guy that's a returner that's going to be a guy you throw screens to. I think they've already satisfied it with Samuel. But I do think it's a fair point that they have not had that type of player. That is... But again, you got to have a guy that's that type of player and is actually like versatile enough and reliable enough to be on the field all the time, because who are the guys that they've had? Diggs is always on the field. Not his thing. We saw it last year, right? They tried to make him that player at the end of the season, and it's very evident he's never been that type of player, maybe when he was a rookie, and he is not.
But
he's not a guy you throw the ball to in his hands and you go watch him go. Neither is Gabe Davis. Shakir was a little bit, but...
But even that, hold on. Before you make it too much about their skill set, if Diggs were in a Shanahan offense, he would have more yak yards. Period.
But it wouldn't mean he's efficient at it.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, to me, it's a lot of it is scheme is going to get you those yak yards. You just pointed out, Diggs won a receiving title with this team with not that much in the department of yak.
Right.
Does it count? If I throw it 12 yards, I throw it 2 and run 10, it's the 12 is the 12. Again, I'm not arguing against it so much as I'm just trying to say, I don't want to get too stuck on it. The same way I don't want to get stuck on 50-50 balls. Like, oh, this guy can catch a lot of 50-50 balls. Why am I throwing 50-50s? A really good offense is not throwing 50-50s.
Never have to.
I want to throw 80-20s, right? So it's just interesting how they attack all this and how the Bills value receiver. Curtis Samuel, Khalil Shakir, I think they've got some good yak players. And does the next guy they add to this roster have to be that? I don't think he has to be. Can be a lot of different things. We'll see. We got calls. All right, on yak versus rack, let's have it. And we'll put together our wide receiver big board, 803-0550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.